If you're going to have a sexual disease, you want crabs because they're curable and you can cut off your pubes and play pranks on people with the crabs.
Hey, you're listening to the Stop Tape Podcast, show number one, part two. Hey, a quick note before we get into this. This audio starts right where part one left off, so if you haven't listened to part one of show number one yet, go to stoptape.com and get educated now. And if you've already played part one of our first show to death, don't worry, part two is just a few seconds away. Hey, I'm one of your hosts, Chris Reed, here with President Wishnack and the Wang Master. Once again, this is the Stop Tape Podcast, show number one, part two. Run that shit.
You know, we're talking about sex. Let's not just hide from the topic, you know. Let's really, let's dive in,
so to speak.
Let's penetrate this topic. Let's really, thrust our hips into this topic. This is a question, you guys are used to asking us questions. This is a question for you. And by you, I mean the visitors and listeners. If someone that you really, really dug, or loved, or whatever verb you like to use, depending on what state you're in, asked you to shave yourself in front of them, because it turned them on. It was just like the thing, you know. If they're a guy, it would make them so erect they could like break into bank vaults with their wang. And if it's a girl, they could set out fires.
Yeah. They'd be so wrecked that when it rains, the top half of their dick stays dry.
That's what we're talking about. That's how aroused they would be if you shaved yourself.
Yeah.
Now here's the question.
We don't like hairy pits.
Oh, I'm not talking about pits either. We're talking about eyebrows, leg hair. Just they want you smooth.
Just smooth. So basically, all we want to see.
Have you seen The Wall?
No.
Well. Okay, you know, for those of you who've seen The Wall, I think you know what I'm talking about, but there's a scene where the guy's tripping on acid and he shaves every part of his body, just like, he actually shaves his nipple off by accident.
So
that's what we're talking about right here.
So you want to see...
I've done this before. You know what?
So Brian, let me get this
Wang
straight.
Master.
You, when someone looked at you like that,
yes.
All they saw were your eyes and your mouth, right? I mean...
Well, I've still got my nose, you know. I mean...
I know, right. But that blends in. Like, if there was a bright light shown on...
But I will have you know that I shaved my nostril hairs. That's getting in depth.
Well, how would you even shave them?
They've got little razors.
They don't have little...
No, they've got a little razor. You can look it up on the internet. You just stick it up your nose.
Tell me what to search for. I will seriously look
right,
it up right
it,
now.
Just go ahead and just search nose razor. I think you'll find it right away.
Nose razor.
I think he's actually right. I think I've heard of that before.
The first search that comes up is shaving your cat. They have...
Right there. Click it.
The cat's nose?
I click it.
So...
Well, sometimes you have to go into, you know, like pet stores and...
look at the cat!
He looks happy.
No, so someone told
he looks really sad, like
I
someone
know.
Raped him.
I know. It looks
like Ariel found him when he was really drunk.
It's like the saddest cat I've seen in my life.
But the fact of the matter is, it exists, and I did that, and you
know. No, someone told you, and then you searched a nose razor, and you went to this cat site with the saddest cat face in the world, and then you saw
that. Would you really want to buy that? But no, okay, let's go back to the question, though. If you were dating someone, and all that we have said was true, would you shave yourself? Go ahead and call us. Let us know.
Call us, 206-339-STOP.
And, you know, really delve into the question. I don't want you to call and be like, yes. You know, let's get, like, a compound answer, like, yes, and if they were turned on by balloons, I would... make a animal giraffe balloon and I would masturbate all over it just so she would get off. I don't know. That's hypothetical.
You don't know.
Just, I know. It was
thought
up to
of that pretty quick.
Hey, I was wondering if I jizz in a girl's ass, will I get her pregnant? Thanks. Bye.
No, you won't. Next question.
When will PETA finally allow hot dogs to be made by real animals? Thank you.
PETA's bitches. I don't know if that's proper grammar. But they're bitches.
Yeah.
I think what you gotta do is what we did in the days of during the days of prohibition, the way that alcohol became legal was organized crime. That's how you get things done around here. Okay? You want PETA to stop being bitches, we gotta do what they do. Like, I was eating a ham and cheese sandwich in San Francisco, and someone walked up to me and gave me a pamphlet that showed pigs being slaughtered and asked me if I was interested. Like, let me finish my sandwich before you're gonna show me that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, we need to do that. Like, instead of PETA being the ones trying to make meat look bad, like, maybe we should do something in reverse. I don't know, like, have a little teriyaki rib stand or something in front of the main PETA place. Or, like, I'm not very good at ideas. I'm just saying we need to hold
fight fire
rallies.
With fire.
Yes, right. That's what it is. PETA is bitches. We're better than them. If we fight them, we will win. We're not fighting right now. That's the only problem.
Yeah, if you're from PETA, give us a call.
Yeah, I've got some words to say. To you.
Hey, this is Anna, and I have a couple questions for you guys. My first question is, do you think Britney Spears is hot? Why or why not? If you could have any one of your dreams come true, which would it be? And the last question is, when are you proposing to Annie?
That was a very compound question.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's how people should do it.
Yeah. Everyone who only asked one question, look at you.
You guys just... are the ones that, when your teacher's like, write 3 to 5 pages, you write 2.5.
Yeah.
And then you double space it and make it size 14 font. They know that you do that.
So Anna gets an A+.
No, let's give her a B. We don't want to, She did what she was supposed to.
So who gets the A+?
I don't feel like she tried very hard.
Alright. What was the first question?
First question was,
Britney Spears.
Yeah, Britney Spears, hot or not, why?
No, I don't think Britney Spears is hot at all. And if I saw her, I would seriously spit in her face. That doesn't have to do with her looks or anything. That has to do with her as a person. And
I think she's quite hot. Okay, you don't count because you have very low standards.
And the question.
That's not true. That's not true at all. I think she's quite a looker, and I don't have to say why. I just think she's really hot. She's got the body.
Well, that's like me not having to say why.
All right,
sucks.
Fine. I want a titty fucker. I didn't want to say it, but you guys, you gotta force me. So
you didn't want to say it.
It's disgusting.
What other stuff have you been holding back? Because you thought we would judge you somehow.
Are you really asking me that? No, we're not asking you that.
No,
for real.
I think we're pushing the limit with the podcast already.
I don't think Britney Spears is unattractive. Depending on the picture. If you see the photo shoot picture, she's usually pretty hot looking.
Well, that's not her then.
I'm just trying to give a really full deal here. Like, I think she's hot in her photo shoots. Some people you can't make hot in photo shoots.
I think they can. I mean, maybe they just had the bad Photoshop guy on their team that day.
All right, well, fine. There's some pictures that, I'll admit I've cut out of Entertainment Weekly and put in the bathroom so that when I'm brushing my teeth, I can brush my teeth better. But then, when you see the pictures of her in the tabloids where she's like eating McDonald's and she's got that like nasty gut hanging out over her belt line, I don't think she's that hot anymore.
Yeah. Well, why don't the tabloids, employ these Photoshop guys?
Like, I don't think that's what they're going for.
No, but...
Oh, and I don't think she can sing.
Oh, that...
I mean, I'm not saying, like, her voice doesn't sound good. I think that she is, even if her voice sounded good, the type of songs and type of, like,
yeah,
lyrics that she has, besides that one, that toxic one, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good?
I'm gonna admit it. You know what else is good? Justin Timberlake's Rock Your Body.
Oh.
That's a great song.
No.
Listen to it.
But the thing
Have you
is,
heard it?
No, I didn't hear. Maybe I have. I might have heard it because they cram it down your throat so hard in the fucking radio.
Cram it down your throat. You know.
Pause. But
that's not their song. Like how Wingmaster's the one who catches them.
But the reason I would spit in her face, because that's not her song. That's like, you know, she says whatever she says, but she didn't write it. She didn't make the music. She's like the epitome of a puppet. I mean.
I would stick my hand up her backside. That was almost disgustingly clever.
Yeah. I got to give him some points for that. That was
okay,
brilliant.
Okay, no, fine. What was the second question? You want to fist Britney Spears? I didn't say I wanted to fist her. Just stick my hand up her backside. You know. That's fisting. Okay, I want to fist Britney Spears.
That's arming. I mean,
you want to stick your hand so far up Britney Spears' ass that you can control her mouth.
So in other words, you want to be Jive Records.
If you could make your dream come true, what's your dream?
All right. Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh.
Alphabetical.
Then that would be Brian.
Wangmaster. All right. So, you know, technically, I come somewhere right before President Wishnack or right after, depending on if you go by last names. I've just got one word for a name. It's Wangmaster.
I thought it was the Wangmaster.
You know, actually, yeah, I should do that. All the right. Wang Master.
Alright. I guess my dream is to have an ass load of money. Like, not to be unoriginal, but it's a classic for a reason. Because if I had an ass load of money, we would have been on a, like, 12th podcast, and our videos would be on the site, and the site would be done. And, not only for me, but I know a bunch of broke people, and like, if I had a lot of money, I'd just be giving it away.
There's going to be a lot of people calling when you get rich. They're like, oh, hey, yeah, you want to, I have a question. But hey, first, can I borrow like $500?
Well, also, I'm a very stubborn guy who keeps grudges, so if I don't know you by now, like, it's too late. Not that I'm going to be like rich enough where I'm giving out money, but, you know, if it happens, you missed your boat. You should have called 206-339-STOP already.
Alright, I guess, if I could pick one dream to come true, I wish that herpes weren't permanent.
What the fuck?
You better have washed your hands, man. We're like sharing drinks and stuff, and busts out with that like 40 minutes in, you know? Go sit over there. Well, I thought we were sharing dreams. What? You know, I mean, Chris wants money. I'm not saying, like, what, sit over there because you want money or something. Yeah, okay, but that's... Wanting money is not dick warts that can't be removed.
Wait.
What?
Is all herpes permanent?
Yeah.
Oh, herpes. I thought they were, like... What am I thinking of?
No, they're, like, seasonal, but they're permanent.
Oh.
You know, whatever, you just shouldn't want them. If you're going to have a sexual disease, you want crabs, because they're curable, and you can cut off your pubes and play pranks on people with the crabs. What?
That's horrible.
Seriously, I'm just, you know...
Pranks on people with the crabs.
Dude, it's curable. It's not like you're, like, doing anything really bad to them. They just got to go to Walgreens and get some crab shampoo. It'll be awkward for, like, 35 seconds.
It'll be awkward for, like, the day.
Yeah.
And it'll be awkward when their parents, like... Or whatever.
Your mom's gonna be like, "Excuse me, did you get some crabs, son?"
No, yeah, because they're gonna go to the bathroom and find like crab remover 3000 in their bathroom.
Well, you know, I'm not saying it's like the best thing to do, but I'm sure everyone's got a list of people that they wouldn't mind seeing have crabs.
But, what would they call the crab remover? I mean, they gotta have some, like, brand name words.
I think they have one of those, like, names that try and move your mind from what it's actually...
Yeah,
you know,
I would think that's
happy shampoo.
Do. Yeah.
Okay.
It should be gone.
my dream that I wish could be true. I want to be Spider-Man so badly. And I'm not joking. I had a lucid dream once where I was half awake, half asleep, and I could control. That's right, I just defined lucid dream. I had a lucid dream where I was Spider-Man, and it was fucking awesome, okay? And I woke up that day just feeling great until I realized that I wasn't Spider-Man, and then I was really depressed for like a week and a half. So, I don't know, that's my dream, and I wish it were true. If any of you know a way of turning me into Spider-Man, please call us, because I will pay you a lot of money when Chris gets famous.
Hey, that's great, because my dream, if it comes true, can make your dreams come true.
Yeah.
So you guys should be rooting
Wait
for me.
Wait a minute, you can cure herpes with a lot of money. Next question. Chris, when are you gonna ask Annie to marry you?
Actually, I think that was directed at me over here. And I really did. I asked her yesterday. She gave me a quick yes.
I'm pretty positive you've never talked to Annie.
I think I made it a mission for you not to talk to Annie.
Well, believe it.
Because if I do propose to her and she knows who you are, that's a no. Like.
Well, no, I've talked to her. Nah.
What did you say to her? Because.
I don't remember, I was drunk, but.
that doesn't make me feel any better.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
You do realize you've ruined my chances.
I'm sorry. Next question.
What do you mean you're sorry?
You can punch him, hold him down.
I don't understand, I said I'm sorry. I can unask her if you want.
No, I think you talking to her again would. I think I still have about a 1%
chance. Okay, next question. He's all casual about it.
Yeah.
Like, I asked your girlfriend to marry me yesterday while I was drunk. Which we know didn't even happen. It happened. Okay, you hang on to that one.
Whenever I ask her, it'll probably end up on my other site, mymeangirl.com. She's gonna turn me down in some way that is worth blogging about. So, yeah, that's when. I love you. Annie, Tao.
I love you too.
No.
Yeah, this is Dave. I was just wondering, when is it necessary to tell that special girl in your life that you want to choke the last fucking breath out of her fucking lungs? Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think I could take this one.
Yeah, sure, Brian.
Dave, what you want to do is, well, it's commonly nicknamed as a donkey punch, right? You mount her from behind. You know, you can either do her in the butt or do her in the ass. I mean, I'm sorry. Right, I said that already. Okay. Fact is, you do it doggy style. Right before you come, you punch her in the back of the head. And she gets knocked out.
That doesn't answer the question. He asked, when is it necessary?
No, seriously, you're just going on about some kind of weird sex.
No, hey, hold on, I'm getting to it. So you do that, and then once she wakes up, you just leave a post-it note somewhere. What?
Hey, that's it for part 2 of show number 1. The final, third part of show number 1 will be available very soon, so start lining up now. Part 3 will continue right where this audio left off, so start memorizing our lines and all that. See you soon, people. Hit us on our voicemail line, 206-339-STOP, or email us, podcast@stoptape.com.